Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, in the penultimate podcast of this series, Perek Yod Daled. We're going to look now at Mishnah Vav, Ba'u L'Shilo, and then we will look briefly at Mishnah Zayin. Ba'u L'Shilo. So look either on Kufi Bet Amud Bet at the beginning of the Perek or in the Mishnayot. Ba'u L'Shilo Nasru HaBamot. Once they came to Shilo, Bamot became Asur. Lo Hayasham Tikrai El Abayit Shel Avanim Milamatan Virot Milamalan. So there was a, not exactly a tent, but the walls were stone, but the top was a curtain. V'hu V'ayta Menucha. That was defined as Menucha, which we will see more details about that in the next podcast. Kodesh Kodeshim Nachalim Afin HaKlaim. Kodesh Kodeshim Kalim Umaser Sheni B'chol HaRo'eh. So kodesh kodeshim were eaten within the curtains, and kodeshim kalim u'maser sheni could be eaten from anywhere from where you could see the mishkan b'chol haro'eh. Now in our Gemara, daf kuf yod chet amud aleph, ba'u l'shilo. How do we know that Shiloh was supposed to be sort of a tent, sort of a house? When Hannah brings Shmuel, the little baby, and delivers him to Eli, says she came to the house of Hashem at Shiloh. In Tehillim Ayin Chet, Shiloh is described as a tent. Again, it's called an ohel. That's the rejection of Shiloh in favor of Shulaim. Haketzad, what's the resolution to this? Lo hayta sham tikra, lavanim milamatan v'yirot milamalan. So it was curtains on top. V'hayta menucha, that was the menucha. We'll see about that again in the next podcast. Now, kodshei kodashim are eaten within the curtain. V'nan milam rishaya da'amar kra, actually, and kodashim kalim are eaten b'chol haro'eh. That's the real question. Why is visual access and ability to see the mishkan from where you are enough to justify eating kodashim kalim? Do not bring up offerings in any place that you see. Meaning, you cannot offer anywhere you can see. But you may eat anywhere that you can see. Meaning, see the Mishkan. Maybe you can slaughter anywhere that you see. Meaning, Ha'ala'ah and Asiyah being the performance of the Korban, Shechita, Zrik, etc., are all compared, and those are things you may not do anywhere that you want to, but rather at the select place. Rabbi Avdimi Barchasa Amakra, he has another pasuk to support this. V'lo Ta'anat Shiloh. In describing Ephraim's territory, it describes Shiloh as Ta'anat Shiloh. What's Ta'anat Shiloh? Makom Shekol Haro'eh. Anytime somebody would come there after it was destroyed, he would sigh about the fact that he could eat kodshim in this whole area, that he could eat kodshim, and now it's gone. Rabbi Avahu Amar Amakra, Ben Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Aleayin. Of course, remember, Shiloh is in Ephraim's territory, so that's Yosef's territory. In Yaakov's bracha to Yosef, he's called Ben Parat Aleayin. What's the drasha? The eye that did not want to benefit from what that was, which was not his, meaning Mrs. Potiphar, that's where you can eat as far as you can see. That's the reward. So that's why in Shiloh you can eat from wherever you can see the Mishkan. And by the way, that's a very large area. If you go to modern day Eli and look down, you can see that there is almost a huge natural amphitheater from where you can see the place of the Mishkan. Rav Chanina Amar has a different pasuk. Ratzon shochni sne in the bracha to Yosef is the will of the one who dwells in the sne. What does that mean? Ayn shlo ratzal le'enot midavar shenu shelo. Again, the same bracha. Hizkev tochal bein asnuin. It will eat among the enemies, meaning it will eat even in the borders of other territories because that's such a wide expanse where you can eat. Tana, roesh amru or ekulo. When we say roesh, it means you have to be able to see the whole Mishkan. V'lo mafsik benol v'no. Not that there's something in the middle clouding your vision. Rabbi Shimon al Yakim, the Rabbi Lazar, asper alach gon bekrishta de ma'on. There's a bekrasin in ma'on, which Rashi says near Tveria, and seeing it, there's things that block it. So that's what he means by blocking it. It can't be like that. Rabbi Papa is a different thing. Roesh amru lo ekulo lo ramik sato. You only have to see some of it. Okay, Bar Papa, Omed Roe Yoshev in Roe Mai. What if you could stand up and see it, but in the same spot, if you sit down to eat, you can't see it anymore? Is that called a place that's B'chol Roe? Bar Yirmiyah, Omed Gabe Nachal Roe. What if you're standing on the banks of a Nachal in front of a ravine, and there you can see it? B'tocha Nachal in Roe, but inside the Nachal you can't. Can you eat in there? Mai, kind of the same question. Teku, unclear. Meaning, do you have to be able to see it from where you're eating, or does the place you're eating have to be a place from where you can see it if you're standing up? There are three places the Shechina rested. Bishilo, Nova Givon, that we're going to get to at the beginning of the next podcast. Ubeit Olamim, Yerushalayim. And it was Binyamin's territory where the Shechina rested every time. Shenemar, Chofef Alav Kol Ayom. What's Moshe's bracha to Binyamin? God, Shechina rests over Binyamin. Kol Chavifot Lo Yu, Ela Mechelko Shel Binyamin. All of God's resting and hovering should be over Binyamin. Now, Ki Azel Abaye, so Abaye heard this. Amar Kamidur Yosef, he told it to his Rebbe. Amar Chad Bra Havelel Chailil, Chailil, who evidently might have been a name for Abaye's father, only had one son. Velo Mitakin, and he isn't okay, meaning Abaye is saying something here that's not right. Faktiv, Aitosh Mishkan Shiloh, Uchtiv, I must spell Yosef, and Shem Ephraim Lavachar. Shiloh is in Ephraim's territory, not Binyamin's. So how can you say that the Shechina rested here, was in Binyamin's territory? Ravana, Maika Karshale, what's the problem? Dilma Shechina v'chelek Binyamin, Sanhedrin Gdola v'chelek Yosef. Maybe the Mishkan was on a boundary, on the border, and the Shechina part was in Binyamin's territory, and where the Sanhedrin sat nearby was Yosef's territory. That's what we have in Yerushalayim, that the Shechina is in Binyamin's territory, and the Sanhedrin was in Yehuda's territory. So Amarlei Hachihashta Hata Mikrava Nachlot Gabe Adadi. His answer was because there Binyamin and Yehuda really abut each other. Hachami Mekarvan, but here Binyamin's territory ends far south of Shiloh. So Achinam Mikrava, it could be that they do. Kida Amar Abicham Marchanina Yitzu Aitayot Seit Mechalkos Shel Yehuda Mechazon Mechalkos Shel Binyamin. There was one little strip of Yehuda's territory that snuck into Binyamin's territory. Vayam Mizbeach Banui. That's where that one corner of the Mizbeach was. Binyamin Hatzadik Nistero Le'al Avila. Binyamin was upset. He wanted to take that over. Maybe there was one little strip of Binyamin's territory in Yosef's territory where the Mizbeach was. That's why it's called Ta'anat Shiloh. And here Ta'ana from the language of Ta'ana Ba'aniya, meaning a complication or a dispute or a confrontation. Ketanoi. Chofef Alav. We have the following Machlok Ketanaim. The bracha to Binyamin is Chofef Alav means a mikdash rishon. That's the mikdash. Kol Hayom is a mikdash sheni. Uveng tefav shachein elimot Mashiach in the future. So Hashem's Shechina will rest on Binyamin. First mikdash, second mikdash, and in the future. Rabbi Omer Chofef Alav is Olam Hazeh, meaning all Shechina, all the mikdashim in Olam Hazeh. So Rabbi would support the idea that even Shiloh was somehow Binyamin's territory, or at least part. Kol Hayom elimot Mashiach, uveng tefav ze Olam Haba. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Yemei Oel Moed Shebamidbar. This whole next piece is all chronography. The Oel Moed was 39 years. Yemei Oel Moed Shebigilgal. How long was the Oel Moed at Gilgal? 14. We're going to support all of this. Shevesh Kivshu, Shevesh Shechuku. 7 years of fighting, 7 years of dividing the land. Yemei Oel Moed Shebinovin Givon. How long were we at Novin Givon, which is now after Shiloh? 57. Now, remember the count is there's 480 years from Yitzhak Mitzrayim until the Mikdash was built. So that's what we're figuring out here. So what's the remainder? 480 minus the numbers we gave was Nishtaru L'Shiloh Gimel Meot Shivim Chaser Chad, 369 years. So by elimination, we figure that's how long Shiloh was up. Now let's reconstruct all this. Yimei Omoed Shema Midbar Beim Chaser Chad. Why? Moshe built the Mishkan in the first year, and it was erected in the second year. So 1 year out of the 40, there was no Mishkan. That's when he sent Meraglim that summer. Now, Shebi Gilgal are Ba'asre. We were in Gilgal 14 years. Sheva Shekimshu v'Sheva Shechaku v'Nalan. How do we know it was seven of each? Let's start with the 7 years of battle. Ben Arba'im Shana Anochi B'Shlach Moshe V'Adonai Otim Mikadesh Barnel Agel Ta'aretz V'Hashim Oto Devar K'Hashem Nevavi. Kalev says to Yoshua when he comes to ask to be given the city of Hebron, he says, you know, I was 40 years when Moshe sent me and you as Meraglim. Now I'm 85 and I'm still as strong as then. Now, Ki Avre Li Yarden Bar Kamahave, so how old was Kalev when they crossed the Yarden? If he was 40 when they left, Bart Shivan Matam, he had to be 78 when they crossed, because there were another 38 years in the desert after the Meraglim. Kamar ben Chamesh Shponim Shana, he says, now I'm 85, now that we finished conquering and I want to take Hebron, which is Arishabai Shekiv Shu, so 85 minus 78 is 7, 7 years of fighting. Sheva Shekhel Kuminal, and how do we know there were 7 years of dividing? So it's a parallel, the 7 of fighting, 7 of dividing. The other possibility is because there's a cheshbon in Sefer Yechezkel, the beginning of the 40th parak, that says that the Mikdash was destroyed with 14 years to go in the Yovel. And so therefore, it had to be 14 years until they actually got to Shiloh, which is when they started counting Yovlot, and so there has to be 14 years missing. So the only way for that cheshbon to work is if there were 14 years from the time they got in the land until Shiloh was erected. Now, Oil Moichman Ovi Givon, now we're skipping Shiloh, because that's when we want to fill in. Chamishim Sheva. How do we know that Noman Givon was 57? This is when the man came from Binyamin and told Eli that his sons had died and the Aaron had been taken, and Eli died. He heard the news, he fell over and died. That's when Shiloh was destroyed, and immediately they set up a mikdash in Nov. We only hear about Nov later when David is running, and he goes there, and he gets some provisions, and then later Nov is massacred by Shaul. And when Shmuel died, Nov was destroyed finally, and they came to Givon. Givon we know of, which is where Shlomo went before he built the Mikdash to pray and bring Korbanot. When the Aron was taken, that was when Shiloh was destroyed. It was went through the Plishti territory, and it was brought back. Take a look at Shmuel Aleph, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin. It was brought back at the beginning of Perek Zayin, and brought up to Kiryat Yarim, above Abu Ghosh. Now, and it stayed there for 20 years. Hani Esrim Shana, what are those 20 years? Esrim Shana Shem Lach Shmuel Batzmo. The first 10 years, Shmuel himself was in charge of things. Shana Shem Lach Shmuel Shaul, there was 1 year. This is all based on tradition, not on text. That Shmuel and Shaul ruled together. Ushtaim Shem Lach Shaul. Another 2 years that Shaul was king, or ruling, without Shmuel joining him. And now, then Shaul died, and then Sheva to David. David ruled for 7 years before he brought the Arona, because remember, David became king when Shaul died, and for the first 7 years, and Yerushalayim 33 years. So David came up in after the 7 years to Yerushalayim, and they're reading that Perek Vav and Shmuel Bet, which is when David brought the Aron up to Yerushalayim, happened immediately after he took the city, which means right after 7 years of being ruler, David brought the Aron up, so there's your 20 years. And of course, David was king in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So for another 33 years, there's no Mikdash, they're still at Givon, or Nov. And that makes a total of 20 plus 33, that's 53. Shlomo began building the Beit Mikdash in the fourth year of his kingdom. So that's 33 plus 4 is 37, plus 20 is 57. So that means there was 57 years of Nov and Givon. There's another 14 years of Gilgal, that's 71. There's another 40 years, really, since the Metziat Mitzrayim, which is 111. 480 minus 111 is 480 years from the Exodus until the Mikdash is built. So 480 minus the 111 that are accounted for in the Midbar, in Gilgal, and in Obed Givon, leave 369. So that's how long Shiloh was up. Now, Baal Nova Givon, the next Mishnah details what happened at Nova Givon, but we're going to pick that up in the next and final podcast as we conclude our study of Masechet Zvachim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.